my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. Thank you for listening today. By the way, I think it was all last week. I keep forgetting to tell you to email me. If you email me, I'll email you back. Now, it's going to take a day, but they'll print it out for me, and I'll write a hand note back, and you can, and they'll type it up and send it out. But I hope you'll email us. Revival Time, all one word, R-E-V-I-V-A-L-T-I-M-E at N. BBC stands for NorthValleyBaptistChurch.org. Here's a great song, Without a Valley. We all have to have a valley. Every one of us have to have valleys. It's in the valley that God shows his love toward us. One more song. We're in 1 John 4, verse number 4 today. I believe it's going to be a real blessing to you. I thank God for you listeners. I realize we have this station and we have this broadcast, and thank God for all the stations that allow us to be on their station. But without listeners, they would take us off. And I praise God that you listen, that you encourage us. You may want to write the station that has Revival Time and just thank them for it if you love it. Now, if you don't love it, don't write them. Write about somebody else, but don't write about us. But I hope you love Revival Time. We love doing this. Brother Jewel is here. He helps me every day, and I appreciate you, Brother Jewel. How about the song? This is Bobby Robertson's. I preached 120 some times at Bobby Robertson's church, and his choir would sing, "When the pearly gates swing open wide." Oh, I love it. Go ahead. Let's have the quartet sing it. You may want to sing along with them. Let's see. How's this go? Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
When the Savior bids his children in,
yeah.
Only those will go.
Now get ready on the course.
Sin.
Fellas, you ready? You ready to sing? Ah, that's a good song, isn't it? I think I'm going to keep my mic live for a moment.
All around the throne we'll shout and sing, making melody and praises ring.
Oh, come on. Here we go. Are you ready, fellas? Sing it. Here it is.
When the pearly gates swing open wide.
Well, you guys take over, will you?
What a joyful sound, shouting all around as the Christ is glorified. Won't you come along and join the host? Jesus gave his life to pay the cost. Here his banner bear, then his glory share, when the pearly gates swing wide. When we sail across the mystic sea, angels there will welcome you and me. We shall join the song of the ransomed throng on the shining glory side. All our troubles gone forevermore, safely anchored on fair heaven's shore. Happy we shall be, what a jubilee, when the pearly gates swing wide. When the pearly gates swing open wide, and the Savior says to come inside. What a joyful sound, shouting all around as the Christ is glorified. Won't you come along and join the host? Jesus gave his life to pay the cost. Here his banner bear, then his glory share, when the pearly gates swing wide. Soon we'll look upon the Savior's face. We will thank him for his saving grace. Prostrate we will fall, for he did it all. We will give our crowns to him. Then we'll sing and shout forevermore, thankful just to be on that fair shore. When we all get there, heaven we will share, when the pearly gates swing wide. When the pearly gates swing open wide, and the Savior says to come inside. What a joyful sound, shouting all around as the Christ is glorified. Won't you come along and join the host? Jesus gave his life to pay the cost. Here his banner bear, then his glory share, when the pearly gates swing wide.
Oh, that's a good song. I love that song. Here's the text. 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children. We'll cover that little children in the weeks to follow. But often John refers to them as little children. But he says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Overcome whom? Well, these false teachers. In verses 1 through 3, these false teachers, they're everywhere. You've overcome them. You know, you can be an overcomer. Thanks be unto God that giveth us the what? Victory. Oh, victory. Where is it at? In Jesus, my Savior forever. There is victory in the Lord Jesus Christ because, here's the text, greater. Now, that word greater, what does greater mean? It means, it literally in the Greek language, it means larger, stronger, more, and that's what it means in English too. Greater, stronger, greater, larger, greater, more. is he that's in you. Now stop right there. Who's in you? Well, when I got saved, the Holy Spirit of God moved in my heart. I didn't know that. I didn't know. And by the way, I did know it in the fact that though I did not know the Holy Spirit, I'd get so convicted when I sinned. Oh, I'd get convicted. And I told you the other day, I'd say, now, Lord, if I didn't mean it that day, I really mean it today. That's the Holy Spirit. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. Who's in the world? These false teachers. And I want to say today, have you experienced that God is greater? Have you experienced that? Look at chapter 3, verse 20. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart. Chapter 5, verse number 9. Ye have received the witness of men. The witness of God is greater. And if I'm battling myself, if I'm battling my flesh, if I'm battling other Christians, if I'm battling the unsaved, God's greater than all that. God is marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the cross was spilled. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is, here it is, greater than all our sin. God's grace, it's greater. What are you battling today, child of God? What's your battle today? Is your battle yourself? You condemn your heart. I'm just thinking of a Christian right now. I'm writing his name down because he hadn't been in church in 3 weeks. That means he's battling. I'm going to go give him a call today. He's battling something. I know he's battling something. And he's done so well. He's done well for about 6 months, but he's battling it now. You know, if your heart condemn you, God's greater than your heart. Do you know that a Christian can commit any sin? Any sin. I mean, Peter cussed. David murdered. I'm not for that. John Mark quit. He quit the ministry. He got back in it, but he quit it for a while, season. You know, you can sin. You can lie. You can, I think of how Peter, he denied his Lord at the cross. How in the world can you do that? Well, how in the world can I do the things I do? You know, I don't have problems with the sins of other people. I'm normally pretty compassionate about it because my problem is the sin with myself. My pride, my arrogancy, my self-will, my determination, I'm going to do it my way. And God says, greater is he than that's in you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that God is greater. I'm so grateful that he reached down his hand and saved me, and he cleansed me, and he cleanses me from all my unrighteousness. What a mighty God we serve. Well, I thank God for your listeners. You're such a blessing. Let me hear from you today. Write us at Revival Time, NVBC. Just shoot me a note. Just say, hello, Brother Traber, or I'm listening here in whatever your state, you're in Tampa, Florida. I'm listening over here in the Philippines. Just text me a text. And I promise you, I'll write you back. I thank God for you. Thank God for all of our listeners. May it be a good Thursday as we seek to serve him and glorify his name and lift his name. And remember today, greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. Father, I thank you that there's victory in Jesus Christ. And I thank you for our great listeners. These are the greatest people in all the world. Give them a good day as we all seek to love you and serve you and lift your name up is my prayer. We ask this prayer in that lovely name of Jesus, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.